5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And thrilled about this next guest here. Had a monster game over the weekend in a huge UNC Bears homecoming win. Elijah Dotson, 200 all-purpose yards. He was recognized as the National Football Foundation Colorado Chapter Player of the Week, the Big Sky Conference Special Teams Player of the Week, and the whole show Player of the Week, too, man. I mean, three great awards. Elijah, thanks so much, man, for giving us some time.
Man, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What a game by you. Dude, are you just going to play quarterback? You going to go on defense? I mean, you were doing everything last weekend, man.
Honestly, you know, I was just doing what I can to help my team, you know. Fumbling early in the first half kind of got to me bad. I have a short-term memory. Just helped the team out.
How important is that? I love that you said that, too, because, you know, mistakes are going to happen. Every single player at every level, there's going to be something, fumbles, whatever. But being able to bounce back and recover, especially the way you did, how important is it in football in general just to have that short memory when bad things happen?
Short-term memory is very important, actually. Like, it's one of those things that you just need to have and you need to carry just as a professional. And that's how I want to carry myself as a professional athlete. So having a short-term memory is very important, especially with this type of sport.
Take us through that punt return for a touchdown, 82-yard punt return for a touchdown. I mean, this game, we had some big moments, especially in that fourth quarter. But what were you seeing there, man? Because you once you started rolling, it was lights out. I watched that play like 16 times.
Honestly, I got to appreciate my teammates on that one because, you know, they really set up the blocks for me. But really, I wasn't even expecting to return the punt. If you really look at the film, I pointed my hands out, like basically telling everybody to clear out. And then the ball just perfectly bounced to me and I just took it.
Well, I mean, what's going through your head at that point, though? Are you like, oh, man, what? Because, you know, that football can bounce in so many different directions. And you're thinking, man, I just got to I gotta cover this first. I have to just get the ball. And then once you get it, man, here we go.
Honestly, yeah, it bounced so perfectly. And what was really going through my head was like, I was like, all right, I got to take it. And once I hit the sideline, I knew it was going to the other end zone.
I love it, man. That was so fun. And what a huge game for you guys, too. And, you know, we've talked about this UNC Bears team and trying to reload and get this thing finally going here in Greeley. And that win right there, I just loved it. I mean, you guys were favored to win, but you end up winning big, and you do it in front of a homecoming crowd. And I think that that's one of those things that just gets people excited and you build on that for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it is. We've been really talking about changing the tradition of the school, and I'm really excited to be a part of it because, you know, we got a lot of hard workers on the team that want to make that change as well. And it's real nice to be around the players that have been here for a while, and they're seeing the change. And, like, I'm just glad I can help in any way that I can.
We're talking to Elijah Dotson of the UNC Bears. I mean, he had a monster game over the weekend. And you're right, man. I've talked to several of your teammates, and there's not a bad thing they say about you, man. They love you. And that's got to be a cool thing for you coming to this program, knowing, hey, we got a task here. We got to grow this thing. But they all seem to really have your back. And that probably happened quickly with you with the way your personality is, man.
Yeah, it's greatly appreciated. You know, coming into this program, I was just, you know, more quiet, but that's usually how I am anyway. And I just, you know, I just want to keep my head down and work because we're all on a mission here, and that's just to win the Big Sky Championship.
What was it about UNC that perked your ears up and you said, I want to go here. I want to be with Coach McCaffrey. I want to be with this group. What was it about the University of Northern Colorado?
What sold me was when the coaches called me and they're just saying, you have a chance to be a part of the change, and I wanted to be a part of the change, so I really just wanted to take on that challenge.
How big is that, too? I mean, we've talked about it, like, knowing that you and your teammates, like, this could be, Elijah, this could be the year we look at this and say, the Bears finally got it right. They started turning things around, and now it's going to get easier from here. That's got to be, a lot of weight on your shoulders, but something pretty special, too, knowing that you're a part of that. You guys have a chance to really change the culture and, you know, the reputation around the UNC Bears.
Yeah, you know, we just take it day by day because, you know, we understand that, you know, it's a tough conference. It's one of the toughest conferences in the nation, I believe. And anybody could win. So we just got to understand that, you know, we got a lot of people that have our backs we don't want to let anyone down. So we just got to take it day by day and just be professional and just play the game that we know how to play.
Well, now you guys are heading out on the road to take on Idaho, but you go on the road knowing, hey, we're 1-0 in the conference. That's exactly how you want to start this thing off. And you look at Idaho. What can you tell us? Obviously, without giving us too much, I know you can't give us your film study, but what sticks out to you when you're looking at Idaho's defense on tape?
Idaho, they're a very tough team. You know, just like Coach Ed said, they went toe-to-toe with Washington State and Indiana. So we just gotta play our ball. Their defense, they fly around, they fly to the ball, they pursue to the ball. So we just gotta make sure we're on our P's and Q's and just ready to play.
I can't wait for this one, man. Go get out on the road. Go take care of this one. Get 3 in a row, man. A heck of a game by you. All the awards that are pulling in, I love that. You absolutely deserve it. Great dude. And we'll be rooting for you this weekend, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Elijah Dotson, running back for the UNC Bears. And my whole show player of the week, presented by Zvi Brewing. Great dude, man. Just a humble guy. He's not gonna take an opportunity to brag about himself at all. He's gonna say, yeah, my teammates set that up. The punt return was all them. And he tweeted out about the other award he got, and he said, yeah, no, can't do it without my teammates. You just love those kind of guys, man. That's who you can build around.
Yeah, and Dotson was a guy that we were really looking at coming into this season as a guy that was going to have an impact, a grad transfer from Sac State, a veteran running back that's had a very good career so far in the Big Sky. And that just goes to show what kind of team, and I love that you asked the question about why he chose UNC. Mm. And to hear his reasoning for that is huge, because there's other recruits out there that hear that.
Well, and his reason wasn't like, hey, we're going to make you the best running back in the world. We're going to get you into the NFL. His reason was bigger than that, even. I want to be a part of the change. They said, hey, we want you to come here. We need help rebuilding this organization, this program, because it's been lost for so long. We want you to be one of those guys, and he certainly is. I mean, we had Brooks Talkington and Zach Angelillo in here, the fullback and one of the DNs, and their eyes just light up when they talk about him. I mean, he's already a favorite, and of course, what he can do on the field. And this is one of those guys we were excited about in the spring. We said, man, this guy could be a difference maker. Without him, you don't win that game over the weekend. So he was a monster. It's great to see.
Yeah, and just as a grad transfer, going into a program that you know is going to be rebuilding, you know it's okay, this might be the, last year I play football, he does aspire to be in the professional, in the NFL, which I think he has the talent to do so. But to take that commitment to, like you said, to go be a part of something bigger than yourself, it's not just, I need to be the best running back in the Big Sky. It's, there's a program that needs my help to get started up again. I'm going to go help them out.
Well, now you're sitting at 2-2. This is a huge opportunity. Now the thing that kind of scares me with Idaho, Angel, is that game against Washington State. Like, Washington State's turning out to be pretty good, and they, barely beat Idaho. So early in the season, things change, and I don't know. I mean, teams get a little bit better, sometimes get a little bit worse, but this is going to be a tough battle for the UNC Bears this weekend.
Sure, up there in the Kibbe Dome, very interesting stadium. I don't think there's anything like it that I've seen. Definitely in the Big Sky, it's like an indoor practice facility, but it's almost a full football stadium in there. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Bears handle this. Their third road trip of the season so far.
Yeah. Well, and you look back at, again, opponents, what Washington State has been doing all year, beating Wisconsin, gave Oregon all they could handle last week. So Idaho's that's the thing, man. Look at that. We're talking about Sac State beating CSU. Like, it's the worst thing in the world, and trust me, it ain't good. But you have an Idaho team, another Big Sky Conference team, that only lost to Washington State by a touchdown. I mean, these Big Sky teams can go up those levels. They can win games. They can produce. And so that's why you should be paying attention. When you see an FCS school on your schedule, don't just look at those three letters and assume that's a win. These teams are tough, and this Idaho team is a tough, tough football team. So the Bears will have their work cut out for them. 12:15 the time. We'll take a short break. My Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Are you a fan of Russell Wilson's cheesy style, his cheesy nature? Go vote online at thewholeshow.com. Dixon's like, dude, sorry, we got We made Mr. Thursday Night grumpy. We don't want to make Mr. Thursday Night grumpy on Thursday. We do have a Thursday Night special. I'm 2-1 on the year. But that's not very good, apparently. 2-1 is like, oh, that sucks, man. Let's ride. That's terrible. You should be better. 2-1. Come on. Winning record. We'll be right back.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.